opinion and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to American Uck Radio on Motel 50 and WBN 324. This is Mike Phillip. Rock Friday. Rock Friday is something that has been going on with American Uck Radio for approximately 2 years. And the whole purpose of it was because Mike Phillip sometimes, like probably the rest of you, gets I get tired of news sometimes. Look, it's one thing when you can have a casual conversation with somebody about the news every once in a while when you choose, or look at it when you want to, but it's different altogether when you are immersed in it every single day for 2 hours. And you know, we do different things on the show. We try to have fun and mix it up. Sad, funny, angry, roller coaster, right? Well, this morning I was putting stuff together. I was talking to our producer. I was doing a lot of reading about today's Rock Friday, and I had an epiphany. I came to a decision. I did not discuss this with any of the other American Uck Radio team, so this is the first time that anybody's going to hear this. But this is the last Rock Friday. This is it. It's over after this. And I'm not going to explain my reasons right off the bat. I'm going to save that for the very end of the show. So, you know, enjoy yourself. A lot of what we're going to do today is we're going to feature Woodstock 69 in hour one. And then in the second hour of the show, it's going to be Woodstock 99, okay? How it started, and then 30 years later, when they tried to recreate what happened the first time around, and I realized a few things. I started thinking about other situations that I've seen. And as a lot of you know, that are regular listeners to this show, there's been some big changes happening with me personally. And so these are all factors that led to me making the decision this morning that this will indeed be the very last Rock Friday on American Uck Radio. That is not to say that we will never play music again. We might throw a few things in. For songs, if you know, people want to hear stuff or whatever, we might do it during the week. We might not. I don't know. Things are evolving. But it's 2022, and I am looking forward to a year of more changes on top of the ones that have already occurred. And so that's just how it is. This is it. So to start off with, Woodstock 1969. That's right. Nobody died that I know of. Unlike the Woodstock in 99. Nobody was, I don't think there was any rapes unlike the Woodstock of 99. And, you know, it was a time when people were, had it with a whole lot of things. The Vietnam was not popular. It was, you know, people had it with a whole lot. And so, you know, this rebellious counterculture kicked in. And we're going through a second counterculture rebellion right now. That I believe is happening generically. And so, you know how things happen in phases. And if you look at time, they generally repeat themselves, but, You know what? Blah, blah, blah. I've talked enough. Let's kick it off. Woodstock 69. We're going to start it off with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and the most hated Canadian on the planet, Neil Young. The song is called Woodstock. That's right. First one was outside of a dairy farm in Bethel, New York, just 40 miles southwest of the town of Woodstock, billed as the Aquarian Exposition. This is the dawning. Not that one. And it was actually also an art festival, and people had fun and rolled in the mud and enjoyed some great music. So we're going to be going through some of that. I'm not going to be playing any of the live stuff that actually played at Woodstock, because this morning I was going through some of them live recordings with our producer. And what we decided is that most live recordings suck. Live music, in my opinion, is meant to be enjoyed live. So what we are going to do is play a lot of the same artists and the stuff that they did play at those concerts, some of it not. But it's the era, it's the feel, it's you know what I'm saying? Let's kick it off. The last Rock Friday on American Rock Radio. This is it. From Woodstock. 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 Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. The name and title track from the 1969 Music Festival. And kind of the, you know, the whole hippie thing, Haight-Ashbury. And the funny thing about that is that all of these ultra-rebellious rockers and free love, make love, not war, hippie types are all... they seem like a lot of really big hypocrites to me now. You know, Neil Young is one of the most obvious examples. I'm not trying to ruin your good time here at all. I'm not like trying to harsh your mellow, okay? But, you know, they were all about freedom and they were all about, it just seems like, think about this. Nancy Pelosi grew up in a commune at Haight-Ashbury. And I wonder if she, you know, was shown a video of herself in the last 2 years when she was a young, rebellious, hippie type, if she would wish that she could get in a time machine and go into the future and lay a whooping on her wrinkly self. That's but anyways, these are just my personal thoughts about this whole thing, and I don't want to ruin your fun, but it's just, I don't know, it's what I was thinking while I was putting this together. That being said, Janis Joplin really made a big splash at Woodstock 69. We're gonna play some Janis Joplin for you. Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin. Piece of my heart, baby.
Like you on my own.
you might think you've got it bad, but at least you're not in the Norwegian army. That's right. So it turns out in Norway, they call up 8,000 citizens a year for service. And due to the coronavirus pandemic, it is now being reported that all conscripts will have to wear boxers, bras, and socks from their predecessors. That's right. Hand-me-down underwear in the Norwegian Army. Kind of sounds a lot like Woodstock, doesn't it? Come on. Sure it does. Just thought I'd throw that in there. But you know what? If you're in the Norwegian Army, you get by with a little help from your friends and their hand-me-down ginch. Joe Cocker was also at Woodstock. And so we're going to do a couple of Joe Cocker songs for you. A cover of A Little Help from My Friends by the Beatles on American Rock Radio's Last Rock Friday. Is it just me, or do you also see Fred Savage washing the car?
Sing you a song.
It was the Wonder Years.
I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby,
like at the end of the song, everybody got too high and forgot how to play their instrument. Which could have very well happened. Next up, another Joe Cocker tune. This one he actually played at the festival, Feeling All Right. Joe Cocker coming up after this. We've got Jimi Hendrix, Canned Heat, Jefferson Airplane on American Rock Radio's Last Rock Friday.
Seems I've got to have a chance.
Rock Radio's Rock Friday, Woodstock from 1969, that's right, and it wouldn't be a Woodstock show if we did not play some Canned Heat. Canned Heat had a really cool sound, but I've got to say that, is it just me or did their lead singer, and you're never going to be able to see it any differently after I say what I'm about to, the guy sounds like Kermit the Frog, okay? There, I said it. Lead singer of Canned Heat sounds a lot like Kermit the Frog. And this is the exact hippy-dippy kind of stuff you'd expect to hear at Woodstock in 1969. Where are they today? I don't know. Enjoy. country. Gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Canned heat. Give you a second one from those boys.
I don't wonder if I can see his music.
Nope, can't do it. My mom just texted me. She said, thank you, Mr. American Ock, for the Kermit reference. It's true, and you have ruined the song. It's not easy being green and on the road again. Picture Kermit sitting on a log with a banjo.
I was quite young when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
Peace, man. Down with soap. I just got called a hippie sniffer in the chat room. So I've heard that that's how you become president. Is I'm thinking of going pro, you know, getting sponsored by Depends, maybe. That's how you become president in America these days. Welcome to the Last Rock Friday. This is the Hippie Sniffer, Mike Phillip, coming at you live. And the reason that we did Woodstock today was because my mother has asked me a couple times to do this. And Mike Phillip loves his mommy. So it's kind of a fun show to end the era of Rock Fridays. And hello to Deb in Texas, Shannon in Alberta, and Chet in Alabama, all the wonderful people. By the way, Jamie in Georgia and the Leprechaun in Kentucky have a show called Auntie Paige. And I am going to be on their show coming up someday. And if you want to listen to that, well, go ahead. Who am I to stop you? And I did get a little preachy, and we talked about extreme, awful accidents that happened on drilling rigs where people that I knew were horribly disfigured. So it'll be a great conversation. Let's move along with Woodstock 69, dude. Jimi Hendrix. He's a wormy voodoo child. you heard the rumors that Jimi Hendrix was actually killed by his manager because he was going to get a new one. And so his manager and one of their roadies came over and held him down on the floor and drowned him in booze to make it look like an overdose. But he apparently had undigested pills in his throat, which proves right there that, you know, that's what happened. I got to say, I'm looking at the chat room here, and I had no idea how much Rock Friday meant to you people. I didn't know. I thought nobody cared, really. Like, quite honestly, the requests have totally dropped off. And it used to be, there was a lot more participation back in the day. And so I'll tell you what. I might change my mind. All right? If I do change my mind about Rock Friday, it's going to be because of audience participation. Let's put it that way. All right? So, Mike Phillip is not made of stone. I can be flexible. I'll tell you what, go over to AmericanRockRadio.com and hit the contact button and let me know. And if I get 20 emails saying keep Rock Friday going, just 20 out of the thousands of people that listen every day, then we will keep it going. All right? But it's up to you guys. It's totally up to you guys. Moving along. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band was also at Woodstock. And being that we're on Mojo 5-0, I got to do it. Got my mojo working.
just don't work on you.
Well, I'm getting all kinds of messages all of a sudden here. Please keep Rock Friday going. Please, Mike Fallon, please. There's a fantastic picture of myself and Sarah in Oregon and the leprechaun out dune buggying that I don't know how Frank got that down in Pennsylvania, but somebody must have leaked it to the press, and Frank has sources. Also, I just got a request come in for some Mamas and the Papas. I don't think I can do it. You know why? Because my mommy wants to hear some Jefferson Airplane, and I've only got about 8 minutes left in this whole entire first hour of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I will try to fit that in, but we've got other stuff that we need to get to. And in the second hour today, we're doing Woodstock 99, 30 years later on, where, well, there's a few things I have to say about that. And, wow, a lot of messages coming in all of a sudden. You guys might have saved Rock Friday. We'll see. We'll just see. Five so far in the last 4 minutes. I'm not playing any music. That's the acid kicking in. Whoa. White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And you know what? I just might have spoke too soon. Since I said what I did, we've already just about filled the quota for emails and private messages on keeping Rock Friday. So it's up to you guys, and it looks like a decision's been made. We'll wait till the end of the show and see what happens here, but I just might reverse course. We'll see.
You might recognize this song as performed by Jefferson Airplane in a little documentary called Give Me Shelter about the Rolling Stones and their nightmare at Altamont.
We have to do this.
That night, the Oakland chapter of the Hells Angels had their way. Tonight, it's my turn.
One, two, three!
When the truth eats foul.
That's how we're closing out Rock Friday's first hour for the 69 Woodstock. I thought it was funny. Too far? Maybe. It's what I do. If you want to keep American Knock Radio going, do something for yourself. Go to AmericanKnockRadio.com. Click on the banner ad for Dr. Glidden's self-help health service online. Learn how you can deal with 950 different chronic pain and disease issues at home without drugs and surgery and burning and cutting and horrible things. That's right. Look, everybody is complaining about these mask mandates and the medical tyranny that's going on around us. Well, if only there was something that you could do to counter that. There is, actually. Learn how to promote your own body's health, the ability that God gave it to fix itself. You can do that. And you can be not an armchair naturopath like so many people online are. Everybody is a doctor these days. There's an actual science behind it. If you want to rebuild a shoulder joint, if you want to clear out your arteries, if you want to strengthen your heart, you can do all of that stuff coming up. Hour two of American Knock Radio's Rock Friday, Woodstock 99. 30 years later.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo